It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
August 13th is in the record books, folks, and all I can say is holy explicative deleted right there, because what a night it was at the Boston Air Community Center for Summertime Brews. Got to be one of the best shows IYFW has put on in a long time. What a huge crowd and a raucous crowd we had that night. Thank you to all those great fans who joined us on August 13th. What's the big news coming out of that show? The match that we have been told would never happen is going to happen. On Saturday night, October 1st, at IYFW's anniversary show, Season 5, Cauldron of Hate, it will be Pierre the Beast Vachon against the Force from the North, Vigo, for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. Now, how did this match come to be? So many twists and turns this night. Let's start off with the first thing, the IYFW Championship match. That was between Scott Scarsdale and the Force from the North, Vigo. This match was to be a submission match, but Harold Touchelet came up before the match started to clarify that the submission rule only applied to the champion, Vigo. Scarsdale could win by submission, pinfall, and if Vigo got disqualified or counted out, then Scarsdale would also win the championship as well. How much more could you stack the deck against Vigo? Not to mention the fact that Scarsdale had War in his corner. Well, they didn't count on the prowess and the wrestling ability of the champion, Vigo, because he was able to lock a front face lock choke submission on Scott Scarsdale, to which Scarsdale tapped out and Vigo retained the title. But then Touchelet reappeared to state that Vigo had put his hands on the official during the match, which was a disqualification, and he was ordering the referee to reverse the decision, disqualify Vigo, and give the championship to Scott Scarsdale. Well, when all seemed at its worst, when the title would seem to go to the Millennium Millionaire, who did we see coming from the curtain but Max the Axe Burton? Now, Max Burton came into the ring and stated that he had just come from a meeting at the IYFW offices with the Board of Directors, Championship Committee, and so forth, and they stated that that decision would not be reversed, Vigo was the champion, and Touchelet was officially suspended as IYFW Management Representative because he had been outed as also wrestling as Good Lord Willing. That's a conflict of interest right there. You cannot do that. That was an abuse of power. Max Burton made statements that plans between Scarsdale and Touchelet had been confirmed, and because of all that, Touchelet would be suspended. He has not been fired from IYFW, only suspended. So what I understand, from what I'm being told, his job is in review right now. We don't know what's going to happen with Touchelet slash Good Lord Willing. What we do know is Vigo came out the champion. Max Burton also made it clear that Touchelet is out and he is in. Yes, Max Burton is now the man in charge of the IYFW shows. From what I'm told, Max's new title is Minister of Wrestling Operations. So that means Max is the one running the show now here in IYFW. Now we go on to the In Your Face Rumble match, where all kinds of competitors were in there we hadn't seen in some time, some brand new faces as well. It all came down to the last four men, but an unexpected entrant made his way to the ring, and that was Pierre the Beast Vachon. Vachon had been told previously by Touchelet he would not be allowed in the match, but from what Vachon made public, he had been on his way out of the building, leaving the area, heading back home to Montreal, when he got a phone call from Max Burton while he was on the road to get himself back to the building because he was now going to be in the Rumble. Vachon, from what we understand, turned around, got back to the building, and it just happened to be that he would be the last man entering that match. He eliminated everyone else and won the In Your Face Rumble match. After the match, he made some statements about Vigo, and we saw Vigo and Vachon go at it, the entire locker room empty to separate these two men. And how poignant is the name Cauldron of Hate, because it is bubbling over between these two mammoth athletes. They were going to be colliding on October 1st. What a match that's going to be. Also, other things that happened that evening, the Enemy, Adam Badger and Michael Monroe, retained the tag team titles over the Killer Steves via disqualification, I might add. And after the match, the Uprising, Shiloh Robinson and Loveboy Ricky Williams, fought with the Enemy all the way back to the locker room. A lot of other great stuff that took place on August 13th at Summertime Brews, folks, but just too much to talk about right now at this time. I'm running out of time right now, so I wanted to thank all the great fans once again for your time on August 13th, Summertime Brews. Great night, like I said. It's going to be going into DVD production very, very soon. It'll be available here at IYFWrestling.com, and we're going to be waiting to hear a lot more about Season 5, Cauldron of Hate, October 1st in Balsam Spa, New York. For IYFWrestling.com, this is Joey LaRocque.